Right now, I just want to take some time and say thank you for letting us be ourselves, letting us say what we wanted to say. Thank you to Spotify, first and foremost, for letting us get this word out. Thank you to YouTube for letting us put videos out. Just want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you to my co-host for dropping these fire-ass videos with me. And thank you for everybody who wants to get involved. Because without you, none of this happens. And everybody that's listening around the world, shout out to everybody listening in from South Africa, India, Kazakhstan, all these different countries. And of course, how can I not forget the good old US of A. But yeah, without you, none of this is possible. And I'm very thankful, I'm very grateful that we have a platform where we can actually, or have multiple platforms where we can talk our shit. And yeah, just be real with it. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of me and my co-host. Thank you. And yeah, more to come, y'all. At least until we get canceled. Who knows? But anyways, peace out, y'all. Much love. What it do, y'all? Your boy Ken Barco. I'm here with Dominican Poppy. Welcome back.
We had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, we had some nasty technical difficulties. I don't know what the fuck was going on. Why the fuck it was, you know, bullshitting.
But blame Russia. Back. Russia, stop hacking us, all right?
It's called, yeah, everything good?
Yeah, what's up?
Shit, my bad. Yeah, it was starting to fuck up on my end, too. But fuck it, yeah, we're having some technical difficulties. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but it's a shitty day to do this, I guess, internet-wise. But fucking, yeah, we already had recorded like 22 minutes, and it just fucking died on us, or fucking the signal, or what the fuck ever died on us. But we're talking about Tyrese's stank-ass ex-wife and Jonathan Majors. So just a recap. We talked about Jonathan Majors, his accuser being finally charged. Yeah, so she's finally charged. I mean, this girl's lied in court. She's fled the country. She said Jonathan Majors has abused her, et cetera, et cetera. Now she's finally being charged. I don't know if she's back in the country, but I guess later on we'll find out. And going on to Tyrese's ex-wife, pretty much she came on a podcast and started blabbing her mouth about how her marriage didn't work out with Tyrese and why. She pretty much was saying that her single friends was in her ear telling her to, you know, leave Tyrese and this and that, to her hater-ass friends.
Yeah, that's why y'all hoes be listening to Mia Khalifa and fucking these single-ass bitches that be... this like a woman. They was praising, what's her name? Kiki from Spelling BS, bitch.
Kiki Palmer.
Kiki Palmer. Yeah, and I was praising Kiki Palmer. Oh, yeah, you don't need a man. Leave him. Yada, yada, yada. She was a single mother. But then next thing you know, she was like, shit, the grass is not greener. Not green on the other side. So y'all single women, give other single women advice. Stop giving married women in relationships and simp ass niggas advice. Honestly, men, I don't want to say it like this, but take advice from other men. I'll just say that.
Yeah, not other dudes in any situation, just men. Men that actually know what the fuck they're talking about, not some other fucking simp. And the thing is, most of the simps is not your fault either. Some of y'all got emasculated by your masculine-ass mama. got fucking emasculated by your mama. Or probably didn't even have parents. And got emasculated off-rip. So you don't know what it's like to have a mama.
You got emasculated by your teachers, the commercials, the media. Like, a lot of us became victim of... this, you know, women struggle bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Not that it's bullshit. Everybody struggles. It's not just women. It's everybody. You know what I'm saying? So they're allowing you to take the back seat and just let them fuck over you on a daily basis. It's not good for your health, man. It's not good, man. Just being a fucking simp, man. Stop supporting these hoes. Unless they give you something in return, more than poonanny, you know what I'm saying? More than that. I mean, at minimum, some poonanny, you know what I'm saying? But at least make that whole, like, cook for you some shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here just letting these hoes just look pretty and shit.
Yeah, man.
And you send them the money, fuck them.
Yeah, men only want five simple things. If you give five simple things, we're men. We can work with you. You know what I mean? We don't get emotional about shit. You know, fuck it. We do have emotions, but we don't get emotional about shit. We can work. You know, you can negotiate with us. And fucking, literally, like you say, if you give us five simple things, man will give you the world. It's easy. It's very simple. Give us love, peace, trust, honesty, and I would say a sense of humor, but I would say trust. If I'm not mistaken, didn't I say trust?
You did say trust, sorry.
Oh, shit, I did? Yeah. But then just a good sense of humor.
Love, peace, sexual,
sexual humor, yeah. Yeah, you give them all that shit. Man will do will cut their own legs off for you. They don't care. We don't care.
What's that, baby? You need a kidney? Oh, here you go.
Gotcha. You need the other one? Fucking. But yeah, no, men are simple. Just give us five simple things or a couple simple things, and it's very fucking easy. You don't have to go crazy. But yeah. And like I said, going back to Tyrese and his ex-wife, ladies, do not listen to your single hoe friends. They're single for a reason. That's just there.
Period. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you listen to, if anything, you know, listen to the women that are actually in your position. Married other married women. Because some of y'all be, I'm telling you, there'll be groups of married women and there'll be one single woman in that group. One single woman.
And they have to be making all terrible decisions.
They will sabotage the entire group just so she can feel better about herself because she's single. Keep in mind, she's single. She will sabotage the entire group just so she feels better. Remember, they're not your friends. They're your competition. Especially if they're single. Single women are your competition. You're trying to keep those single women away from your man.
Yep. Just like Sexy Red.
Yep. Trying to keep you don't want no Sexy Red trying to fuck with your man. Mm-hmm. That's the last thing you need. So like I said, you should be hanging around with other married women, figure out ways to keep your man, you know, satisfied. That way he's not running around if you're in a monogamous relationship. If you're in my situation and polygamous relationship, you know, whatever floats your boat. So, and then, of course, you know, Tyrese's wife, Tyrese responded. He said, you know, calling bullshit on it. Because keep in mind, this woman's taking 10K plus a month from Tyrese. And so, you know, not to mention he was crying on the internet. You know, where he's like this, you know, the meme of Tyrese crying, she was the reason why. Mm-hmm. She emasculated him, not to mention he's with an emasculating girlfriend right now. His girlfriend, current girlfriend right now, I think, was like on a live saying that she would have rather fucked Paul Walker, which is crazy as fuck. She would rather have been with Paul Walker. Said that she always wanted him and she just ended up with Tyrese. Saying some crazy shit on the fucking live. Tyrese is trying to stop her. She's like, no, babe, no, you already know this. You already know this, babe. I'm like, God damn. I was like, and I'm like, and when you're in that position, you have that money and those resources, you shouldn't have to deal with those problems. You shouldn't.
You should be like, You should have spinning plates. You shouldn't be dealing with no bullshit. One woman step out of line. Let me tell you, give me a quarter of what that motherfucker make. Boy, y'all be mad at me. Oh, see, yeah. Y'all hoes be mad now. Imagine if I had a quarter of a million. I'll be a real asshole then. Y'all think I'm an asshole now.
Man,
I don't understand what's wrong with these simp ass niggas. Like,
man, I don't know, man. You probably read the fucking Steve Harvey's book or something, because that motherfucker. Like I said, in that situation, after that live, I would have kicked ass to the curb. I don't give a fuck.
I would kick ass on the live to the curb. I'd be like, bitch, you can get out of my house.
I'd be like, listen, y'all want me to kick a bitch out the house?
Yep.
Hey, like, you know what I mean? But this bitch emasculated this man on live talking about his dead friend, his dead best friend. So fucking no. And that, honestly, I'm surprised that shit didn't get more coverage than the fucking Will Smith shit. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck it.
Because the Will Smith and Jada shit's
they are bigger.
My shit fault. Really good.
I take that back. That is bigger.
That's like some next level. And then how Will just like, I ain't gonna say nothing, but you know, I don't know what he said. He said he posted some bullshit, some passive ass shit. Look, man, I'm gonna tell y'all dudes. Look, man, these women don't give a fuck.
Oh no,
they don't give a fuck, man. I'm like, it's unreal the way women are acting nowadays. Your only hope is for you to find a good woman, or treat these bitches like shit. I'm so like, there's no in between.
The future.
There's no in between. Like,
well, literally and figuratively. The future. And so
future.
Sometimes you gotta put them shades on, them Gucci shades, and just say fuck them hoes. I mean, and sometimes
if you have a good woman, what's the name? Offset, who keep cheating on Cardi B. I don't know why. If you have a good woman, behave yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm iffy on Cardi B. I ain't gonna front. And I'm iffy, you know me, I'm iffy on Cardi B. You know?
I mean, her past is her past, but he already married her. You know what I'm saying? Like, this.
I mean, true, but I'm iffy. Like I said, he's a nigga, so that, you know, a nigga and a hoe. Dude, I guess you can't say they go together. I guess you can't say niggas and hoes they go together like fucking white on rice.
Yeah.
So I guess you can't say, but still, especially if they're glorified niggas and hoes. Because fucking Cardi B used to do some crazy shit in her stripper days. Back in her stripper days. And the thing is, it is her past. But baby girl, don't be fretting that. That will catch up to you.
Yeah.
And fuck, I'm still surprised she ain't in jail for all the shit she, you know, fucking
admitted all the to
fucking
do.
Men she drugged and fucking. And from what I heard, you know, there's multiple stories out there. From guys that she drugged, saying that they were molested by transvestites. Her transvestite friends in the fucking strip club, they're saying that they were fucking assaulted. But they never brought it back up because Cardi B, you know, reached out to him and tried to, you know, amend shit. But still,
keep in mind,
I mean, shit, if she's willing to drug motherfuckers, you know, who knows what kind of shit she'd be doing. Not to mention, she used to make love to beer bottles. If motherfuckers give her extra tip, she'll make love to beer bottles and give it to the guy. True shit, yeah. A guy could walk up with his beer bottle and she'll make love to it.
Like, kiss, give it back to him.
I don't want to get too explicit, but let's just say, with a beer bottle, she made love with a beer bottle, and then you get to drink the beer and her as well.
Oh, she opened that motherfucking top off, pop the top off.
Oh yeah,
here you go.
She used to do it. Yeah, I'm telling you, she used to do some crazy shit, and so. Like I said, I mean, you know, a woman's past shouldn't be held against her until she finds a man.
Yeah.
Once she finds a man, that's when shit gets fucking hectic. Like yeah. I said, in her position, you can't hide that shit. Cardi B was back in 2017-18 when she first popped off. She couldn't go nowhere. She couldn't go nowhere while motherfuckers fucking trying to stop her and be like, Cardi B. She couldn't go anywhere. And she still is now. I mean, I guess her new music kind of flopped. The new music she came out with. Because all the new music now, especially all the female rappers, is just a rinse and repeat.
Right.
It's just rinse and repeat. Just talk about your pussy. Talk about how niggas ain't shit. And talk about how niggas want to fuck you. That's pretty much it. That's the majority that I see from that industry. And it's getting old. You know, it's like getting old. And I give it a good 2-3 years. 2-3 years. Yeah, that shit's gonna die out. So she made her money. Cardi B's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. She made her money. She can retire and move on. Fucking, but yeah. Still, she is a married, I'll say woman, just to be nice. She is a married woman. But keep in mind all the shit that does. You know, she ain't right for a man, but she's right for a glorified nigga.
Yeah.
She's right for a nigga. So, hey, hats off to both of them.
So she basically getting what she deserved. A nigga cheating on.
Yeah, that's a nigga.
A nigga cheating on her in public.
Yeah, Offset the nigga. Man, I remember he smashed her on live. I remember he smashed her on live, on Instagram live. It was hitting her from the back. I don't know if you ever remember that live where he's hitting her from the back.
I never seen it.
Yeah, when you have a chance, check it out. This dude was literally hitting her from the back while she's on live. It's crazy. And so, I don't know, but fucking, that's a nigga right there. So she got the nigga she wanted. Hey, hats off to both of you. But fucking, I guess we can move on. Let's talk sports. Francis Ngannou and Tyson Fury. I don't know if this is a hype fight or not, but I know there's a lot of commercials coming out last second. I don't think they marketed this fight decently.
I don't really follow the boxing space as much, but anytime Tyson Fury fights, I usually know about it.
Yeah.
So it definitely wasn't marketed. This is in Vegas, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to shit.
You seen that new dome Vegas got? They put screens outside the dome, and it'd be looking at planes and shit.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's just dope. It's dope, but it's kind of like weird. What the fuck?
Yeah, there's a dude that put his nipple on the dome. He put his nipple on the top of the dome to make it look like a boob. It's blowing up on TikTok right now. There's a dude that went on there. I guess you could pay a certain amount of money, and once your slot hits, automatically you can go inside the dome, put your money in. I think it's like $500 to put on the dome. Or some shit like that. It's a certain amount of money. But this dude put his nipple on there. It's blowing up. I saw it the other night. But that dome's hard as fuck. Somebody put a fucking weird ass smiley face or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Fucking, let's see. I'm trying to find the full card. Let's see. So it looks like they're fighting Saudi Arabia. Let's see. Ain't nobody too big in the boxing space. Not as of yet. But yeah, they are the main card. I want to say Francis Ngannou is going to win this shit, but like I said, He's a UFC fighter, and most UFC fighters that transition to boxing usually end up losing. Because boxing is just a different pace. I don't know what it is about boxing. It's just a different pace than UFC.
And UFC, so, you can slow down. Boxing is very, like, how many points, how many hits you can get.
Yeah.
So it's speed and intensity.
Yeah, and then Tyson Fury has this thing where he tricks fighters at the weigh-in. So he comes in with a big-ass pot belly, big-ass fucking, you know, fat buddy with a fucking love handles and everything. And then the workout regimen him and his dad have, John Fury, the way they train, you can lose like fucking 10 pounds in a matter of days, in a day or two, just with the fucking workout regimen they have. And so they just do that intense training, and then fucking here comes big ass Tyson Fury ready to fuck you up. So he does this, it's a psychological war, you know, psychological and physical warfare. With Tyson Fury, he has this thing where he tricks you at the weigh-in, and you know, and then not to mention, his shit is so his jabs are so fluid that people think he's cheating. Like people think he puts cement in his hands. Like when you wrap your hands up, they think he dipped his hand in cement, because when he comes in, he does this pop when he hits you.
Yeah.
And they talked about it on Joe Rogan too. When Joe Rogan had Francis on, he does this thing where it's like a pop. And so I know Joe was talking about it, but I was looking closer into it, excuse me. And it does look like Dog has something in his gloves, though. I ain't going front. It does look like Tyson Fury has something in his gloves. I feel like they need to be inspected.
Maybe his hands are fucking humongous.
True, but the way the gloves pop, you know, it's just something, like when he hits you, it's like this. He comes in like, imagine throwing a punch like this.
Yeah.
Then he hits you. Right on impact, that's when he makes a fist. So he goes like this. Ah, then makes a fist. And so it's just weird how he has his box, you know, how he hits, but everything is so unorthodox with fucking Tyson Fury that fucking, like, he has everything down pat. That's how you got Deontay Wilder.
Yeah.
That's how you got him. So I just, like I said, I want Francis to win, but realistically, I might pick Tyson Fury. If I was betting, I'd probably put Tyson Fury. Just keeping it real. And I know you don't know too much on the boxing space, but if you had to pick, you know, gun to the foot, who would you pick?
I mean, Tyson Fury.
Come on now. Tyson Fury? Yeah, Gypsy King. But like I said, I want Francis Ngannou to win because he's now finally making that boxer money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Finally making that boxer money. Boxing money is always going to be more than UFC. So I wish the best for Francis, but realistically, since Tyson has the more experience, he's clearly the better boxer. Like I said, Francis Ngannou, and also not to mention Francis Ngannou is training with Mike Tyson. He's training with Mike Tyson right now. So with fucking Francis Ngannou's fucking power, and then just a little knowledge from Mike Tyson, because I don't know how much he's gonna actually, you know, remember and actually, you know, use in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, man, it's a rough one, man. But if I had to just go off experience and, you know, gun to the head, I'd probably choose Tyson Fury. And Tyson Fury is kind of talking shit too online, but fucking, I don't know. He has this weird thing. I don't know. But I'm going to say Tyson Fury, but I want Francis to win, though.
Yeah.
But anyways, speaking of sports, ready to talk football?
Let's get it.
Football.
Our weekend picks.
All right, let's see what's going on here. All right, this weekend, all right, last night or two nights ago, when this video drops. Fucking Bills beat the Buccaneers barely.
Yeah, man, come on. Like, Baker Mayfield's trash.
Dog.
And I'm tired of these fucking Brown fans talking about some, oh, I miss Baker Mayfield. Every time Baker Mayfield plays like an actual, like, legitimate contender,
yeah.
Baker Mayfield gets his ass beat. Like, if you would have saw the game last night, I was just like, damn. It was sacking the shit out of this dude. This dude couldn't fucking think. He was literally running for his fucking life the entire game. And you know what happened?
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield happened, and they fucking lost. They had the opportunity to win, and then motherfuckers just getting sacked.
Took a big ass run. Like I said, and the thing is, the Bills are actually not as good as what the record says.
Yeah.
And in my personal opinion, like, the Bills are barely beating teams. Like, I remember they lost to Jacksonville a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
They lost. Who did they lose to again?
They got their ass whooped by New England last week.
Oh, yeah. It was New England, wasn't it?
Yep. They beat Miami. It's crazy. They beat Miami, but then they lose to New England.
But think about New England, though. Even with Tom Brady, they were still losing to Miami, though. It was a weird rivalry between Miami and New England. They always lose to fucking Miami.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. They lose at least once or twice every year.
Yeah.
Every season. So I don't know what the deal with that is, but fucking I think it's a weather change. But fucking the Bills, I don't think they're it this year. The way they're playing this season, I don't think they're it. Just keeping it real. I don't think they're the ones. But I guess I'll skip a little bit ahead until next week. When who do they play next week? I don't know. I guess they have a bye week. Oh yeah, they would have a bye week since it was a Thursday.
No, they play the Bengals next week.
Oh, the Bengals?
Yeah.
Bengals might end up taking that shit. I can't even trust the Bills right now.
Yeah, they're up and down, man. Bills are not like actual contender. Well, I mean, they are a contender, but only because their team is actually pretty stacked. It's just Josh Allen throws too many fucking picks and makes too many damn mistakes, man. He's so wild with his throws that you just can't consistently do that over time. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you got to be systematic on the way you play quarterback. And I don't know, Josh Allen, he was just always a wild thrower to me. Just throwing it. You know how Patrick Mahomes used to chunk that motherfucker everywhere? Patrick Mahomes don't do that shit no more. That motherfucker dinks and dimes. If it's open downfield, passes it downfield. You cannot be all wild and fucking crazy and shit, which is why I like CJ Stroud, because he does not do that shit. He is pocket passer.
Yeah, but yeah, fucking Bill. The thing about Josh Allen is once he gets outside the pocket, once he gets rushed in, he's going to start making bad decisions. Once you get Josh Allen out the pocket, or once the pocket collapses, he's going to make bad decisions.
Right.
So usually like 70-80% of the time. So literally any defensive scheme against Josh Allen should be attack the pocket.
Yep.
And you're probably going to end up winning. And that's what I've been seeing as like a pattern these past couple games they've been playing and barely winning and losing. I've seen a pattern. And yeah, the Bills ain't it this year. As much as I like Josh Allen, he collapses under pressure. But yeah, let's go to New York. New York, New York. Jets versus Giants.
I say the Jets. I say the Jets only because I take it back. Daniel Jones is not playing. I'm going with the Giants.
Wait, who's playing though?
Tyrod Taylor.
Is he good?
Tyrod Taylor, yeah, man. He lit it up last week. He beat Washington.
Washington ain't really the team to beat.
Well, I mean, the Jets aren't the team to beat either.
True.
The Jets
But the Jets actually gave the Eagles a loss, and they almost gave Kansas City a loss, though.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen every week. That's Like if it was the playoffs, they wouldn't beat the Chiefs or the fucking Eagles.
I don't know, man. That Zach Wilson looks hungry enough to fucking take it. Hungry enough to start winning.
I'm gonna tell you something with Zach Wilson. If Aaron Rodgers came back today, Zach Wilson be warming that bench.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, most definitely. Like, no, Zach Wilson is not. No, keep in mind, Zach Wilson is nowhere near fucking Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. However, for the games that they played and against this team right here, I say they have a shot. I say they actually beat this team. Since it was one of the suckiest teams in the league. They only have, like, what is it, one win?
The Giants?
Let's see. No, they only have two wins this season.
Yeah.
So, for a team like that, I say Zach Wilson got it.
I'm still going with the Giants.
All right. Like I said, I haven't seen Taylor play. I could be wrong, but I'm going to say the Jets. Just because even if the Taylor is good, he's not better than Jalen Hurts. And fucking they took it to fucking to Jalen Hurts and actually got a dub. So, off that respect, I'll go with the Jets. And so, yeah, let's go with the Jets. So next up, Jaguars versus Steelers.
That's gonna be a tough one. That's a toss up. I want to say the Steelers, yeah. Because they got home field. Jackson was very sneaky. Sometimes they can like just destroy a team, like they beat the Bills. They beat the Bills pretty bad last week. But and then they'll lose to the Texans, you know. And I think we're like a middle of the pack team. I just don't see how they lost to us. But honestly,
no. Yeah, it was crazy because they was at home.
Yeah,
they're at home. They had home field advantage, and they're in fucking and that was before we even got what's his name, Titus back, Howard. And even though you know he doesn't really make too much of a difference on the O line.
He does.
That's when we fall off. No, yeah, no, he does. I think he's a captain too.
He's a captain.
But still, like I said, that O line, Texans still have a trash O line. Keep in mind.
Ideally.
And the fact that they lost by 20.
Yeah. So you think Steelers?
I'm saying Jaguars. I'm gonna say Jaguars. I like the Steelers, but they're not. I don't know. Maybe they have the home field advantage, but I'm gonna stay Jacksonville just for now.
Okay, I'm going to say they got home field.
Yeah. So Jaguars and Steelers. All right. Eagles versus Commanders. I want to say Eagles. I'm gonna say Eagles. My fault. I'm gonna say Eagles.
You say Eagles versus Commanders?
Yep.
So last time the Commanders gave the Eagles a hard time.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Wire.
Yeah.
Well, where was that? Was that in? Okay, where's this game gonna be at?
That was their first game. I think that was their first game of the season.
No, I think it was second or third. Let me see. This one's gonna be at Commanders. It's gonna be in DC.
I'm gonna give it to the Eagles, and only reason why is because they have the same temperature. So there's no temperature change.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're pretty much in the same temperature, so it wouldn't be no temperature change. So it wouldn't be too drastic for them. But yeah, I'm gonna say Eagles. Rams versus the Cowboys. At Dallas though.
I'll go Dallas.
Dallas. I want to say the Cowboys, but then the Rams got they boy back, Kupp and Cooper. I don't know, man. Kupp and Cooper are kind of dangerous, low key. Let me see what they got last time. Let me see. Because they fucking destroyed the Cardinals. And remember, the Cardinals destroyed the Cowboys.
Yeah. The Cowboys beat the Chargers pretty good last time. So I'm thinking they're going to be Rams. That's the same, really the same type of team, but I think the Chargers are a little bit better than the Rams. I feel like. I feel like the Chargers are a little bit better than the Rams.
I say Herbert is better than Stafford just by a little bit. However, the fact that Stafford has better weapons, I think that's going to be the main equator.
Yeah. We haven't seen Matthew Stafford or Cooper Kupp this season, so I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm going to say the Rams. I'm going to say the Rams are taking this one.
Okay.
But just for the fact that Kupp is bitches. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say the Rams. But don't who knows? Like I said, Cowboys can go and sneak in a win since they got home field advantage. But fucking nah, I don't see it happening. Just keeping it real. Vikings versus Packers. Oof. Because who did the Vikings just beat?
They beat the shit out of the 49ers.
The 49ers, yeah. So I think they might got momentum. They might got a second win.
I give it to the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to the Vikings just for the fact that they beat the 49ers last week and they're coming off momentum from that game. Just from that game alone, they should have crazy-ass momentum.
And check this out. The spread is plus or minus one.
Oof.
That means it's supposed to be a tight game. And
the
reason why I think the Vikings are going to win because it looked like they figured it out last game. They just figured it out.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, he has that momentum right now. Kirky boy.
Yeah.
I like Justin Love. However, I don't think he's just there yet. I think he needs another year. But Justin Love, keep in mind, Justin Love will be an elite quarterback. If he keeps up that momentum he has, he will be an elite quarterback in the next year.
Not be no elite quarterback. Elite is top five.
Mark my words. No, he's not going to break the top five.
That's elite. Elite is top five. A top five.
Was it top 10? It's not top 10?
Elite?
Okay, then. My fault.
I say top five. Top 10, yeah. That could, I mean, those are.
Okay, my bad. Top 10. He will be a top 10 quarterback. I keep him, like I said, in the next year or two, he will be a top 10. If he stays in Green Bay and they actually go for somebody, he will be a elite quarterback. He will be.
I ain't gonna lie. I can't get with that one.
I mean, not elite quarterback. He will be top 10. He will be a top 10 quarterback. I say he will. Like I said, give him some time. But he will be top
10. He needs like a quarterback guru to go over there and like actually show him how to win the game in the pocket and push his wide receivers to create star wide receivers. Because if I was a star wide receiver, I wouldn't want to go to Green Bay. I'd be like, nah, I'm barely gonna get the fucking ball. I'm just gonna be out there running ghost routes. I'm like, no.
We have to get somebody in the draft, but still, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, all the rapport that Green Bay has, like Green Bay for the past, what is it called, 10 plus years, have been in a top five conversation. Easily been top five for the past 10 plus years. So there's still a little star power that Green Bay has.
Okay.
There's still a little star power, but I'm going to pick the Vikings. But Jordan Love will break the top 10 in 2 years if he keeps up this pace. So if he gets injured or sidelined or something, then I don't know. But if he keeps up this pace, I say in 2 years he will be in the top 10. But on to the Falcons versus Vikings. Who do you got?
The Falcons? We just talked about the Vikings.
I mean, Falcons versus Titans, my fault.
I'm
still talking about the Vikings.
Fuck the Titans. Fuck y'all for wearing the Oilers uniform this weekend. I just want to say that first of all, because bitch asses are not the fucking Oilers, so stop fucking acting like it. H-Town is the fucking Oilers, but you know what? Yeah. You know what? Whatever. The fucking owner wants to put on the uniform, the Oilers, and act an ass and do that shit on purpose just so Houston can be jealous. Yeah, go ahead. You know what? Honestly, I hope that y'all wear the uniform against us and we fucking put up 50 on y'all. I really hope, because the fucking Titans, they're only doing that shit. You know how many alternate uniforms they have? You know how many alternate uniforms they have? They're only doing that shit because the Houston owner asked the Titans owner several times if we can wear the Orioles uniform, and they said no. But they allowed the U of H, they allowed U of H to wear a similar Orioles uniform. They allowed some other Houston teams, college teams there that they allow. I don't know if you've seen U of H, but one of those games they wore like blue, like to represent the Oilers. But when it comes to the Texans, fucking owner was like, "Nah, we're not releasing the Oilers to y'all. We're the Oilers." Bitch, you're not the fucking Oilers. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. I think the McNair, but the thing about the McNairs though, they run that shit like a business. They don't run it like a team. And so I think they probably had some bad blood when they bought the team off from the Oilers.
Yeah.
And so I think there's some bad blood, especially with the Sun. I'm hearing some things that the Sun's making bad financial decisions for the company.
Well, I believe that.
I don't know about all that, but like I said, I've been hearing that he made some bad financial, because, you know, the company got passed off from his father.
Yeah.
I think his father had passed away or not. But yeah, supposedly he's making bad financial decisions, supposedly. And so, yeah, and there was some bad blood between those families.
Okay.
So, I think that's why they're fucking with the Texans. That would make some sense, because I think they have bad blood with half the fucking NFL. So, fuck it.
Texans have bad blood with the NFL?
With half the teams on the NFL with the other owners and shit like that?
Yeah.
I think they have, like, bad blood with, like, half the fucking owners.
Oh.
So some shit like that. It was something when they came into the league, like they just started off fucking swinging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They started off swinging when they came in. So, which I respect, but at the same time, when it's like multiple teams and shit playing together, I mean, you got to find some common ground or something. You know what I mean? But I don't know. That's the word on grapevine. But yeah, I'm going to say Falcons are taking this one.
Yeah, I'm going to say Falcons too. And fuck the Titans. For wearing those fucking uniforms.
Yeah, and then just as a team overall, like I said, Derrick Henry needs to start fucking bulldozing these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Bulldoze those motherfuckers, man, fucking, come on, Henry. Like, your ass need to be bulldozing. You're a fucking Tonka trunk. Bulldoze they fucking ass, bro. But anyways, going off to the Patriots versus Dolphins in Miami. Who you got?
Miami.
Same here. Miami, I just, like I said, I like what the Patriots did last week, but the thing is, they're not consistent this season.
Yeah. If Tyreek Hill's not playing, I'll take New England. But if Tyreek Hill's playing, I'm taking Miami.
Oh, yeah. Even without Tyreek, I mean, I'm sure Tua will find a fucking option. Good enough to beat the fucking Patriots. The Patriots that are not as good,
but they beat the Bills, and they're all in the same division. So I think the Patriots have enough film on Tua to beat him.
Yeah, true. But at the same time, thing is, the Bills aren't consistent this season either. They're shaky as fuck this season.
Josh Allen's not consistent.
Man, he's shaky as fuck this year. I don't know if the pressure got to him where they're like, you need to bring a Super Bowl to Buffalo, this and that. I don't know if that pressure's getting to him, but something fucked with him. Because this season, he's shaky as fuck. That motherfucker is shaky. So, I honestly, in that shit, when someone's shaky, you're inconsistent. So, I can't get a read off an inconsistent team. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so, fucking, as far as the rest of their season goes, maybe they do bring the momentum. Like I said, maybe they do bring that momentum over to Miami. But the thing is, Miami will punch you in the fucking mouth. Even when they had Brady, they're getting their asses fucking whooped.
Yeah,
by the fucking Dolphins. They couldn't get past Miami for years.
Yeah,
and now they don't got Brady. I don't see it. Like I said, that team died when fucking Tom Brady left. That team died when Brady left. Yeah. That fucking organization got greedy as fuck. And they thought they could do shit without Brady. once Brady won that Super Bowl, Belichick's career was over. Once Brady won that Super Bowl, his career was over.
With Tampa?
Yeah, when Brady won with Tampa, that was the end of Belichick's career. Because they were trying to prove a point that, that Brady couldn't win without Belichick.
Yeah.
And he went on 1-1 without him. And so it was kind of like a big-ass bet there that was going on. Big-ass bet. And fucking Brady went on and said, all right, bet. Y'all don't want to extend my contract? Bet. I'm going to fucking Tampa. And the thing is, fucking Brady made fucking sacrifices for that team. That motherfucker took pay cuts to get the best offensive lineman, to put him in the best possible position to win. And as you can see, his teammates were either retired or went over to fucking Tampa with him. All the Edelman retired, probably like a season afterwards. Fucking Gronk
Gronk retired, and then he came back just because Brady was, you know.
Just because Tampa. Brady went to fucking Tampa.
Yeah.
And asked him.
Well, the thing about Brady, right? And I can't stress this enough, man. I used to hate Tom Brady growing up, man. And until I understood him, until I understood why he won. And the reason why he won, he has a great philosophy. Take care of the people that support you the most. So he would not take deals without his offensive line and his wide receiver taking deals.
Hey, guess who's on live?
Is it deep?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Big D?
He always saying "fuck Tom Brady."
Fuck Tom Brady, yo! I swear he used to be so funny on the shift when we're working together.
Yeah,
he'd be like, "fuck Tom Brady."
But here's the thing, though: how can you hate on Tom Brady, man?
That motherfucker. Nah, I can't now.
That motherfucker. Look, like hate him all you fucking want. That motherfucker gave his lineman money. That motherfucker gave his wide receivers money, deals. And he took pay cuts just so he have a fat ass, nice ass roster. You see all these quarterbacks out here, aside from Patrick Mahomes, who took a friendly deal. You see all these other quarterbacks out here, Deshaun Watson, $250 million guaranteed. Lamar Jackson, how much Lamar Jackson making? Fucking $260 guaranteed. Man, these motherfuckers are never going to win a fucking Super Bowl because they're going to pick up all the salary cap, man.
Yeah,
that, motherfuckers.
Tom Brady saw that motherfucker. They gave all those victories and everything to Belichick. They gave everything to Belichick. They was like, Belichick is the greatest coaching mind of the century.
He's the coach.
You know, and the thing is, he turned into fucking Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson wasn't a great coach. He had great players.
Yeah.
He had a great players, and he was in the right position to fucking win all them rings.
Yeah.
He had Kobe, he had Michael, he had Shaq, he had everybody. He had the right players at the right time. Fucking.
So Belichick got the wrong players right now.
And then now, when you had the wrong players, y'all started losing. That's when fucking Phil Jackson retired.
Yeah.
Once fucking Kobe started getting injured and shit, time for me to retire.
Oh, time to get the fuck up on audio.
Time to become general manager. Fucking.
Gotta go take my executives.
Hell yeah. And I'm like, nah, bro. Like I said, Belichick didn't start winning until he got Brady. He didn't start winning until he got Brady, and he stopped winning once he lost. And that's just motherfucking facts. Shout out to fucking D-Ray. Fucking, CJ Stroud. Yeah, that's the dog right there.
Hey, that's
a dangerous-ass team right now.
CJ Stroud is going to be an elite quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
He is going to be top five, easily. Yo.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
I give him next season. Next season, people will be like, CJ Stroud is an elite quarterback, and he is a top five talent.
He's definitely going to be top 10. I'm not too sure if he's going to break that five just yet. I give him one more season. Like I said, give him some adjusting.
He's the most natural pocket passer that came out of the draft in the last 5 years. Who's the last pocket passer that you know of that Andrew Luck probably that came out of the draft and that was just a natural. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Shit. Speaking of luck, we got the Colts versus Saints. Now CJ Stroud, he has potential. Honestly, I can agree with you. I just need to see a little bit more. Like I said, I want to see what he does with an actual offensive line, not the bullshit ass lineman that they have for him right now.
Shit.
I want them to actually go for fucking some offensive lineman that's coming draft.
Yeah.
Actually start going for him. Like, we don't need no more. I say we have the top. We easily have the top 5 secondary on defense. We have the top 15 defensive linemen in the league. We straight on defense wise. We just need offense wise. Once Tank Dell comes back, we got Nico Collins and what's his name, Michi.
Yeah.
Shit. That shit's gonna be solid. So we got everything. We just need an offensive fucking line. That's it. And that's literally it. Once Texans get an offensive line, that is literally all the fuck we need is the offensive line. Once we get that shit, we're gonna be solid. But going back to the Saints and Colts, who do you got?
Shit, man, Minshew Mania. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Minshew.
I want if I was a betting man. If I was a betting man, I'd go with the Saints. But I think the Colts, Zach Moss, you know what I'm saying? You got Minshew Mania. The motherfuckers, like, I don't know what it is. They got, like, so much magic. But they lost the last game by a fluke, kind of, to the Browns. But obviously, yeah. I want them to lose because the Colts are in the Texas divisions. But, hey, yeah. I feel like they're going to win. But if I was betting, man, I'm going with the Saints. Alvin Kamara, Derek Carr. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They got to bounce back from getting their ass beat by the Texans. You know what I'm saying? They got to bounce back. They got to prove themselves. And they got their ass whooped last week, too. But who the fuck they got whooped by?
Who? The Colts?
No, the Saints. They got whooped by somebody last week.
Oh, the Texans.
No, it wasn't the Texans. We had a bye week. Damn.
Oh, yeah, we had a bye week. Fuck, my bad. Fucking, before that, it was the Texans. But, yeah, Jaguars. They almost beat them. They lost by a whole touchdown.
Mm.
Lost to the Jaguars by last touchdown. Yeah, it was only one touchdown they lost by.
Yeah.
What's his name? Derek Carr was, he was pretty all right. But
Derek Carr looking like David Carr this year.
Yeah, David Carr even. Oh, nah. I ain't gonna lie. Derek Carr is a little bit better than David Carr, but don't get it twisted. That motherfucker's becoming him.
Yep.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, I definitely think the Saints are gonna bounce back because they got 2 losses in a row, so they gonna go ahead. You know, they gonna beat the Colts because the Colts probably like the Colts have a lot to figure out.
Yeah, they do. I'm just gonna say Minshew. I like Minshew a little bit better. I like him better than Carr. I'm just gonna keep it real.
You like Minshew Mustache Mania better than Carr?
I like him better than Carr. I ain't gonna lie. Damn. Minshew's been slowly but surely. He's been proving himself. Like I said, they almost beat the fucking Browns. They lost by a point.
Yeah,
they lost by a point. Dog, fucking, he outdid fucking what's his name Walker when he played against the Browns.
Yeah, he outdid PJ Walker. But PJ Walker needs to fill quarterbacks.
True.
Like, you know, shit. Like, he outdid PJ Walker. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he actually outdid fucking Lawrence too when he played against Jacksonville. Okay. But Minshew had 3 interceptions though. God damn. I didn't realize he had this many picks. Oh shit. That was against Jacksonville though. God damn. I might end up taking that back.
I got Saints.
Yeah, I'm going to go and say Saints. God damn it. Saints. Shit. But yeah, I'm going to say Saints. It was a close one, but fucking, I'm going to go in with the Saints. But anyways, on to the CJ Stroud show. We got Texans versus Panthers.
Man, we got this shit.
Let's get it.
We got this shit.
Second pick versus the first pick. Fucking one ring to rule them all.
All of a sudden, when CJ Anderson started running after that little ass boy. Let me tell you something. Bryce Young is probably my height. My height running away from fucking wait, how tall is Bryce Young? He what, like 5'10"?
5'9".
He's my height. So Bryce Young is my height.
Yeah.
Running around with big ass NFL defensive linemen running out there. That's not gonna last too long. I'm so glad we did not get Bryce Young. Like
I'm glad as well, because I'm like, damn, that was like a fucking bullet that was dodged. When I heard we got CJ Stroud, everyone was like, no, man, we didn't get fucking Bryce Young, bro. We didn't get Bryce Young. I was like, bro, trust me, we don't need. Honestly, we could have been good with either CJ Stroud or Richardson.
Yeah.
Either way, we could have been straight either way. Like I said, both them dudes are pretty good, but CJ Stroud's a little bit more accurate.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud's a more accurate out of all of them, and it shows.
And Richardson, he's big and solid, but that shows you exactly what happens when people get into the NFL. They like, you know, oh, I'm big and strong, but let them big ass defensive linemen start hitting your ass. Yeah, I bet you're gonna start ducking and dodging in.
Yeah, he's gonna take some time, but I see him being another Lamar. He's like a little bit of Lamar Jackson in him. I see Lamar Jackson in him, like a great value version of Lamar Jackson.
He's way bigger than Lamar Jackson.
True, but like the way he runs and he has a stiff ass pass. Have you seen the way he throws the ball?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, he doesn't even get a full extension on his pass. That motherfucker throwing arm is right here. This is as far as he extends the ball.
Yeah, he throws exactly how RG3 used to throw.
Yeah, and thing is, he's stiff as hell. He needs to get loose. Once CJ gets loose, then we can start playing. Where is he going to be in the future? But as of now, he's looking more like Lamar Jackson, great value version from Walmart. Looking like the great value version of Lamar Jackson. But like I said, I say in time, CJ Richardson will be ready. But Bryce Young, I don't see him lasting more than 5 years more in the league. That's after he becomes a starter. That's after he becomes a second string. Yeah. Because they're gonna pick up somebody else in the draft.
Yeah.
That's after he becomes a second, third string. And then just disappears from the NFL. Kind of like what Colt McCoy did when he was with UT.
Right. See, Bryce Young, like, no doubt he's fucking talented. He's accurate. And he can throw the ball. But it's just like, man, dude, like, you definitely got to put, like, at least 40 pounds. You got to put 40 pounds on you. Like, because these motherfuckers will hit you. Unless you, like Kyler Murray, you can slip and slide everywhere and not get hit. But this motherfucker been out since, shit. I don't remember the last time I seen Kyler Murray play.
Yeah, nah, it's been a minute on that one.
That's what I'm saying. So either way, you're little, you're 5'9", you need to find another position.
Yeah. Texans, CJ Walker, The CJ Stroud show, I say it's gonna be a good one. But Texans are taking it. I say they win by like 10, 15. CJ Stroud ain't gonna do too much, ain't gonna do too little, but they're gonna take it by 10 or 14. I say. But
I think we are not.
I wanna say that they're doing the load management where they're not going too hard and they're just trying to trying to even out the games. That way they don't have to go too hard every game. Like LeBron does. You know, that shit's always tight. Yeah. Pretty much like that. Road management, all that shit, yeah.
Yeah.
But fucking next on the list, we got the Browns versus Seahawks. Who you got?
I got Seahawks this week.
Normally
I would take the Browns, but I already know Deshaun Watson's not playing.
And, if Deshaun ain't playing, yeah.
And let's just talk about this shit, man. Because the media been hating on that nigga, man.
Oh, yeah.
Media been hating on Deshaun Watson, man. They been calling him out, saying, you know, he ain't trying to play. And the Browns fans especially. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is why people don't get guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
This is why you have to earn. You need to earn your pay. You know what I'm saying? You cannot. There will never be another guaranteed contract in the NFL ever again because what he's doing right now.
No, I mean,
not to say it's his fault, because like football injuries aren't part of the game, but yeah. He can't. If he's not playing with a bruised shoulder, I've played with a bruised shoulder before. Granted, I was not throwing the ball. I wasn't throwing the ball.
Yeah.
But I played with a bruised shoulder before. That is a football injury. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would not see another player with a fully guaranteed contract ever again.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I mean, shit. Now the thing is, like I said, he's a seat filler. He's a big time glorified seat filler.
Yeah,
he was a seat filler in Houston.
Yep,
he's a seat filler now in fucking Cleveland.
Oh yeah, he got everybody filler. Coming.
Yeah. And fucking, that's why they got, that's why Lamar Jackson got that 200 and what was it, 60 million plus?
Yeah.
Contract. That's why he got that, because he's a seat filler. He's making money off the name alone. Off the name alone, he's making money.
These motherfuckers are never going to win a championship.
Oh, no, probably not. But that's fine for most of these teams. They say they want to go to the Super Bowl, which would be great. Which would be great, but they're making money hand over fist.
Yeah,
they don't fucking, you know, they're making more money than they know what to do with. That's why they're giving all these crazy ass contracts to all these players. They're making all this crazy ass money just from filling up them seats.
Yep. Because even if your team make it to the Super Bowl, the owner doesn't necessarily benefit.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way the owner benefits is if it increases your team's popularity, and you get to increase the ticket prices. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. But
at the same time, if you already selling out every fucking game because you got a big name star, Deshaun Watson, owners don't give a fuck.
And not to mention they're one of the front runners to make it to the fucking playoffs. They're like top three right now to make it to playoffs.
Yeah,
to what's called go deep in the playoffs. And so, right now, their team's best interest right now is just. I mean, of course, they want to further the. Like I said, I'm not saying that these owners don't want to win, but they're good either way.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I'm saying. They're good either way.
Like a full
that's
season.
Why Jerry Jones.
They're good.
Yeah. That's why Jerry Jones always keeps these fucking quarterbacks that don't do shit.
Yeah.
Because they're making the money hand over fist. He's like, okay, bet. You're making me a crap load of money. I'll defend you in public, and I'll keep you for as long as I can. Until you stop making me money, that's when I'll keep you.
That's when I'm going to drop you.
That's when I'm going to drop you. But as far as this game goes, I'm going to say Seahawks. And when Deshaun Watson gets back, you know, hopefully they start winning again.
Yeah. And ideally they will. They will.
Yeah.
They'll win again.
Yep. And so now we got Bengals versus 49ers. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Cincy.
Cincy? I'm going to go with 49ers. I think the 49ers are mad as fuck right now. I think they're mad as fuck since they lost to...
they got exposed.
They did. But what's the name? I think Brock Purdy, he needs to shake it off.
Here's the thing.
He's not used to it.
I'm so sick of people. Brock Purdy is not a... He's exactly what the fuck where he got drafted. That's what he is. He's exactly what the fuck he got drafted for. Granted, he should have been probably drafted in the second round versus the seventh last pick. And I think he's a fairly decent quarterback. I still he probably like top 20. I wouldn't give him top 15. But
word?
Brock Purdy's not that good, man. Brock Purdy's not that good. And they exposed it yesterday. I mean, well, not yesterday.
Yes, yeah.
Monday. They exposed it Monday. They exposed the shit out of him. Brock Purdy is not that damn good. when things start to break down, when Christian McCaffrey starts to fucking, you know, not be able to use his superpowers and carry the whole fucking team, when the defensive linemen are crowding that fucking pocket and smacking his ass, where's Brock Purdy? On the fucking ground.
True. Like I said, that's all true. That's all very valid since the past two games. And it is easy. But at the same time.
Yeah, Purdy, all right.
49ers still are the big. You know what I mean? It's that one big dog. He's not the biggest dog in the yard.
Yeah.
But he's one of them. And he's like, he'll still fuck you up. He might have lost to bigger dogs, but he'll still fuck your shit up. And right now, Cincinnati's not the big dog. It's not one of the big dogs.
He's not going to beat Cincinnati. I don't think so. I don't think he's good enough to beat Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati has been playing trash this year, but I don't think the 49ers. I know the 49ers are a better team than Cincinnati, but I think Brock
Purdy. I'm shaking right now in Cincinnati right now.
I think Brock Purdy is not to be trusted in this game. Because where's the game going to be at?
If I'm not mistaken, 1 second.
And Debo Samuel out? Yep.
Oh, Debo Samuel's out?
Debo out.
Yeah, it's going to be at 49ers. They got home field advantage, and they got home field advantage, and, you know, like I said, they're still a top three contender.
Is Christian McCaffrey playing? Because if Debo Samuel's already out. So, I mean, aside from Debo Samuel.
If McCaffrey, I'll give you this. If McCaffrey doesn't play, they're not going to win. If McCaffrey doesn't play, they're not going to win. As much as I like Kittle and Bosa, if McCaffrey doesn't play, they're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But fucking, let's see. Okay. Oh, damn. Brock Purdy had a concussion. But he's gonna play against the Bengals. Oh shit. He's a little shaken up from the last game. Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said I'm looking at the reports right now. They said Brock Purdy's processing through a concussion protocol. So supposedly he had a concussion the last game.
Yeah, he did.
Or he's going through a protocol for a concussion. So, I don't know. Shit. Chase Brown is also going to be out. From the Bengals. It's going to be iffy. I ain't going to front. But I'm still, man. Because I don't trust, Burrow right now. Joe, I mean, as good as he is, he's playing shitty this year.
I say if Sam Darnold playing, I'll take the 49ers to Sam Darnold playing. I think Sam Darnold can play without all those weapons. But Brock Purdy by himself with no weapons? Nah. He's already proven it.
Brock Purdy doesn't have any weapons, and if McCaffrey's not playing today, then yeah. It's gonna be the Bengals game. But if 49ers are what, you know, if they stay exactly what the fuck they are, don't lose nobody else. I say, 49ers are going to end up taking it.
Yeah.
Let's fucking move on. Let me see. All right, the Chiefs and Broncos. Should be an easy one. What you got?
I mean, I got the Chiefs, man.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Yeah, okay. That ain't.
We shouldn't have to explain that one.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have to explain that one. Chiefs. The Chiefs. Or what are they called now? The Swift Chiefs?
The Swift Chiefs.
Fucking, then the Swift Chiefs.
I'm getting so damn tired of it. I'm getting so tired of watching the game.
I'm getting tired as fuck.
I'm like, bro, like, are y'all doing this because women are watching football? Like, I don't understand. Like,
yeah. That's the biggest demographic worldwide. Women are always going to be the biggest demographic anywhere. Because there's more women in this world than men. That's always going to be the biggest demographic. So they're like, shit, if we can get women involved, shit, we can make more money and boost our ratings.
Yeah, I mean,
of course, they're using that relationship. I'm telling you, once their season ends, so does that relationship.
The Kansas City Chiefs are the...
I bet you.
The Kansas City Chiefs are top five most watched team, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Do they really?
The last game was the most watched NFL game.
Oh, here we go. Now I know it's fucking propaganda. God damn, man. Why do I got to make football? Hey. Why do I got to do this for football? So I'm guessing every honestly, Chiefs game, they're going to show fucking Taylor Swift for 5 seconds every goddamn, you know. Every goddamn quarter, some shit. I don't know. And if they make it to the goddamn if they make it to the Super Bowl, that's gonna be the most watched Super Bowl in history. I bet.
Oh yeah. Then they're gonna kick Usher out. They're gonna be like, Usher, you're no longer performing for the Super Bowl. Taylor Swift's coming out again.
Oh, she already declined. She already declined.
For now.
Oh yeah, for now.
Yeah, for now.
And today's gonna be like, well, Taylor Swift, man, we are offering you $100 million to do the performance.
I bet you she'll be the first one they actually offer money to, because none of the artists get paid for doing Super Bowl performance. So shit. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, they don't get paid. Yeah. Rihanna didn't get paid last Super Bowl.
Oh, because
she was just promoting her
The NFL is a non-profit organization.
Yeah, technically.
The motherfuckers that get
even though they
the motherfuckers that get billions of dollars. Well, so technically, so the NFL, like the executive side of the NFL, or Roger Goodell, where he works, they get paid, but they're not. They get paid by the owners collectively, but they're a non-profit organization.
Yeah. Shit,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, a lot of irony in that.
I'm gonna get a super. Well, once I get rich, and y'all see like a non-profit organization of just random shit, right? Just know it's because I made it. You know, what I'm saying? We might be doing the most random shit.
Yeah, and then not to mention, keep in mind, fucking Travis Kelce's jersey is the most sought out jersey in the entire NFL.
No way. It's
number one.
No way.
Thanks to Taylor Swift. I mean, this was a couple weeks ago. It could have changed, but it's the most sought out jersey in the NFL.
God.
From last time I checked.
Damn, man.
Thanks to Taylor, of course. And not to mention, I think the Chiefs are making custom made Swift Kelce jerseys, so it's gonna say Swift and slash Kelce, or you know, dash Kelce.
I can't even be mad no more. It's a genius move.
Yeah, it's a business.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, it's business. Like, it's a standpoint. They're gonna be like, listen, Taylor, all we need you to do is date this fuck boy for at least a couple months. Just date this fuck boy, please. Date this fuck boy. Boost our ratings, Taylor. I promise you. We'll pay you for the Super Bowl. We're going to say Usher's going to do it, but we all know he's too busy fucking Keke Palmer. We're going to go ahead and give it to you, Taylor, and all your Swifties. Please, join us.
Please, be the next.
Roger Goodell's over there choking on it. Fucking Roger Goodell's like, please, please, Taylor. He's on his knees begging her. That's right, Roger Goodell. Go ahead and beg that. Beg that Swiftie.
Beg that Swift and hope.
Yeah, that motherfucker. He was begging. I bet you he was begging. Because I bet you that, like I said, this is all a stunt. Literally. Obviously. That next album is going to be fire. Her next album is going to be fire. I'm telling you, her next album was gonna be fire.
He's gonna be one of the best. Her like Offset do Cardi B.
He probably already fucking somebody else. That's fucking, like I said, girls want that status now.
Yeah.
They want that status of fucking the guy who's fucking Taylor Swift.
Yep.
They want that status.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, the dick that was in Taylor Swift is in me now. I'm Taylor Swift. Imagine an emotional asshole that listens to Taylor Swift. And then she has a chance to fuck Travis Kelce. You know how big her ego's going to be?
Oh, yeah.
You know how inflated those egos are going to be? Those bitches that Travis Kelce's going to be fucking? They're going to be so inflated. They're going to be bigger than that.
Everyone who listens to Taylor Swift doesn't have an ass. I guarantee it. Flat white hardcore ass.
Shit, you can iron your shirt on that. But I guess we can move on from the Swifties. But yeah, fucking can't stand y'all. I ain't gonna lie. But fucking moving on to Ravens versus Cardinals. Who do you got, Big Dog?
Fuck the Ravens. The Ravens are going.
Shit. Yeah, I'm gonna say the Ravens.
Look, man, Ravens gonna win. Yeah. They gonna be regular season champs. And it's going to be the same story. Lamar Jackson can't sustain the quarterback play in the playoffs. It's going to be the same shit, man. They're going to win all these fucking games. He going to go to the playoffs. And a team like the fucking Titans are going to beat them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be some stupid shit or shit. We fuck around beat them. We fuck around beat them. And they're going to be like, oh, look what happens when you give these quarterbacks all this money. These motherfuckers are never going to get a guaranteed contract ever again.
All right, check out Donnie on the
I'll see
on the chat.
He says,
"Yeah, so fucking
Molly Watt Russell."
Shit. Yeah. So, like I said, we're on Spoon. We do this shit live when we record. So, like I said, if you follow our social media or you check me out on Spoon, which I'm gonna have the link down, but under the description of this video. But yeah, we be going crazy on this fucking chat. But yeah, fucking, let's see. He said you got three main chicks. Shit. But fucking, yeah, I'm going to say the Ravens against the Cardinals. Yeah, I'm going to say the Ravens. That's a better pick. But we can move on to fucking garbage of the year. Chicago Bears versus Chargers.
Chargers.
Have you ever seen two garbage cans fighting with each other? This is what it would be.
Yeah.
Two fucking garbage cans fighting each other.
You know what?
Like, who's a better trash than me?
Justin Herbert.
Oscar the Grouch and his brother.
A lot of people were like, oh, Justin Herbert, he's so good, he's so cold. Yeah, but he not win no games, man. He's not winning any games. He's not winning. He won 10 games in a season yet.
Nah, it's yeah, true. Chargers ain't winning no games, but neither are the Bears. And in this game, I give it to the Chargers.
Oh yeah,
this game I give it to the Chargers just because it's garbage versus garbage. I mean, you're gonna get what you're gonna get.
The Bears are so bad. I mean,
it's not.
The Bears are so damn bad that Caleb Williams said listed top his top five teams to go to. And he was like, if the Bears want to draft me, I'm not going. I'm not leaving college.
Yeah, I'm going back to school. Fucking, old boy said toilet bowl Sunday night football.
That's on Sunday night football?
It is toilet bowl, man. It's dark. I think so. Let me see.
Oh, fuck no, man.
Yeah, it's Sunday night.
I hope Justin Fields is playing.
He better because, I mean, shit, ain't nothing. I mean, the Bears don't really have nothing. Justin Fields, as bad of a player as he is, he's one of the better players on that team.
Yeah, he's probably the best
player. Besides,
as terrible as they had.
For real. Trash-ass team, but still, He's probably the best player on that team. Tiebreaker 21. Shit. Oh man, shit. That'd be garbage. Like,
oh, because you know how D-Ray does the pick'ems? He does the pick'ems every week.
Yeah.
Like, so the last game is always, let's say it comes down to a tie. Like, me and you, we all got the same number of picks, so we got to get a tiebreaker. The only tiebreaker is how many points the team will score. So, you know, that's why he's a tiebreaker 21. Usually, a tiebreaker is usually like 40, because each team will score like 21 points at least.
Hmm. Shit. Once I get back in it, we'll start messing around with those picks. Was it the parlay? Because he got a parlay too.
Who got a parlay?
D-Ray. Or Donnie. Let's see. All right, and last but not least, the Raiders versus the Lions. Who you got?
Ooh, I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo playing.
Yeah. If he is, I still say Lions.
I still say Lions too. But Jimmy Garoppolo. But
still, really, the Lions have been shaky the past couple games.
Yeah, the Lions are 8-point favorite, so that got to tell you something. That means Jimmy Garoppolo is probably not playing.
The thing is, I feel like the NFL agreed in a certain point that they're going to fucking start choosing teams to start losing. And they're like, you know what? Who are the top three teams right now? The fucking San Francisco 49ers, the fucking New England, the Eagles,
yeah,
and the fucking Lions. They all lost at the same time. They all lost at the same time.
Well, Vegas is undefeated.
You know what I mean? I'm telling you, like, they're like, you know what? These teams are winning too much. Let's go ahead and drop the L on them.
Yeah.
All right, referees, do your shit. Do your magic, referees. Fucking. Those referees are undefeated.
They pay that one guy that doesn't really get paid that much to fuck up the whole game. Out of nowhere, a fucking fat-ass fumble or a drop pass that turns into a pick.
Oh, yeah, nah, they'd be fucking. So, you know, most of those NFL helmets have, like, earpieces in, right?
Yeah.
And so they be talking to the whole staff upstairs. But, but yeah, I don't know. But anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. I don't know if you want to mute the mic. And we'll go ahead and once you get back, we'll go ahead and finish it off. But go and do your thing, big dog. I try to keep him entertained while you go. We'll remember him. We're going to throw a whole memorial for you, dog. And, you know, I'm going to have Taylor Swift singing at the memorial. We're gonna remember you. And we're gonna have Taylor Swift singing. She's gonna come in and start singing Look What You Made Me Do. She's gonna start playing her whole entire catalog. She's gonna start playing it. And then Travis Kelce's gonna come out. And for some reason, Patrick Mahomes Patrick Mahomes' brother is gonna start doing the obituaries for your absence. I don't know why they had Pat Mahomes' brother do it. We ain't even gonna invite Pat Mahomes, and we went straight to his brother, the one that got a couple sexual assault charges. but we're gonna go ahead and continue on in your memory. I guess we're going to talk about a little basketball afterwards. I guess the one viewer we have. Shit. You ready, big dog? You ready, D-Ray? You ready, Drazer? I remember you called yourself Drazer. Shit. Talk to one viewer, one listener. Shit. All right, he's back from dead, y'all. We can go and cancel the funeral and the memorial. Tell Taylor Swift she doesn't have to come and sing her nasty ass songs. And tell Travis Kelce he can still stay on the Kansas City Chiefs. He's not getting cut. All right. Yeah, we back in it. And subscribe to my OnlyFans. Shit. Yeah, fucking. I guess we could talk about what's his name? The King.
Who's the King?
LeBron James. My bad. Nah, that was a meme where he's like, LeBron James.
Oh.
it's a little kid that does that LeBron James shit, but fucking LA Lakers played the Phoenix Buns a couple of days ago, beat them by 5. And yeah.
Anthony Davis finally stepping up, huh?
We'll see. He's still a little shaky. He's iffy. They beat him by 5, though. They beat him 195. But yeah, what's his name? LeBron was looking. He was looking fluid. I ain't gonna front.
Damn, he was 37, man.
Oh shit! Yeah, fucking Anthony Davis got 30 and had 12 rebounds. I see.
That's all I was saying. Anthony Davis went off.
Oh yeah. But still, fucking, what's his face? Durant had almost 40. They had no answer for the fucking rant.
Yeah.
But think about the Buns. Dude. But fucking, think about fucking Durant. That man don't got no defensive game at all. No defensive presence at all. But fucking, the King himself is returned. All glory. I know Drazer. Wait, let's see what he's saying.
Man, like, fuck LeBron.
Yeah, fuck LeBron.
Hey, D-Ray said fuck everybody who not Houston. if they not Houston, it's fuck them.
Shit. Everybody that's playing for Houston's fucking up. Fucking,
D-Ray, how you feel about, damn, hold up. These motherfuckers keep calling me. Hold on. God damn it.
Oh, welcome, Goth Girl and Kona. Those are some dope names. Some fucking anime characters.
Where you see that at?
On the chat. Boy, a lot of anime names joining us. Fucking, matter of fact, you can put D-Ray on the D motherfucking Razor. Ray. Shit. But yeah. I don't know. You got anything else you want to talk about, Big Dope?
Shit. I feel like we covered it all, man. What else? Huh?
Dwight Howard. I forgot about Dwight Howard.
That was the last thing, man. Hey. I see why he went to Thailand.
Oh, yeah, them lady boys.
I like lady boy.
Lady boy.
Lady boy.
Thing is, I can respect lady boys. Because I can respect lady boys just for the fact that they actually are truthful about it. Motherfuckers, the lady boys here in America, they be fucking going to clubs and lying to motherfuckers.
Nah, those are called trans.
Man, those motherfuckers, those trans, well, same difference, shit, potato, potato. But fucking... Motherfuckers be going to fucking clubs and fucking lying to motherfuckers, grinding up on dudes and shit, making them think they're actually dudes. I seen that shit. That shit was fucking awful. I had a homeboy that almost fucking went home with one. I had to pull him back. I was like, hey. I grabbed his ass. I was like, hey, he was drunk as fuck. I was like, hey, dog, come on.
Hey, don't say something.
Hey. I had to stop him real quick. But yeah, now the Dwight Howard shit, like that shit was actually, there was a video of him a couple years ago when he was still in the NBA. And he had grabbed, I guess, one of his teammates' like junk on TV. I guess he got caught. You were sitting next to him and grabbed his junk on TV. Fucking nah.
What's this about?
Nah, he grabbed that. So there was like signs that boy was set was zesty. There was some zesty signs.
Yeah.
But fucking, you know.
The boy went to Thailand, started acting crazy. He was like, oh man, I'm in heaven.
Man, that man didn't want to leave, man. He was trying to get motherfuckers. He was trying to recruit all the NBA rejects.
Hell yeah. He was like, Carmelo. Carmelo, come on over here, boy. Come on. I remember those videos.
Yeah. Fuck it. He was trying to recruit all the rejects of the NBA. Shit.
He's like, Dwayne Wade, come on, man. I mean, you already, you know.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade's already an owner and shit. Fucking, but his simp ass, that motherfucker's a simp too. Shit.
Ultra but, simp.
Big time simp. Mega simp. Fucking, but yeah, now Dwight Howard's ass though. So overall, if you don't know, like I said, he had there was a court case against him about, you know, bringing another guy to his house. Dwight Howard already had a lady boy there waiting for him, and he had them, you know, let's just say they had a three-way. And yeah, the rest is history. So like I said, go look for it, look it up yourself. But let's just say they were doing the triangle defense. Fucking shit. But yeah, try to link it back up with basketball. But yeah, speaking of balls, there was extra balls on the court that didn't need to be there. I don't know why they're there, but there's extra balls on the court. I don't know why.
I guess they didn't notice.
Yeah, I guess people didn't notice, and then once they found out, they're like, goddamn.
Well, honestly, they found out after the fact, or they found out in the morning?
Nah, he had to admit in court that he was gay, and he was the one that he had to admit in court, I guess, to get off or something like that. But yeah, whenever you look up the full story, fucking, he had to admit that he was gay. Or admit that he was in that fucking three-way. So pretty much admitting that he was gay. Or bisexual or something. Like I said, there was a lot of zesty signs that he was doing. Not to mention there was an Adidas commercial he had. This is when he was with Adidas. When he was still a big thing. And he did the zesty-ass pose on this commercial. I can't remember what the fuck it was, but it was some zesty-ass pose. And it made me feel weird. And I think that was his last Adidas commercial, too, when he was still with Adidas. Like, it was the most zesty-ass pill pose. He had, like, a shoe right here, and he's kissing it. But, like, it's, like, coming down on him. It was weird as fuck. Like, I remember that. He had a shoe, and he kissed the tip of it. But it was a weird-ass kiss. And I was like, I felt so weird watching that commercial. I was like, man, what the fuck? What the fuck you doing, Dwight? Goddamn, just give me a fucking rebound, nigga. Don't fucking kiss my shoes. So there was a lot of signs that he was, you know, playing for the other team.
A lot of signs.
But fucking.
Bad name, please, huh? Bad name pitching.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It happens. You know, fucking, you know, ain't much you can do. You just fucking. Like I said, ain't much you can do, shit. And that when motherfucker, you know, give you signs, he give you signs. But, oh, shit. We never talked about crypto. Shit. You trying to do a quick run through real quick or not?
I think we should do it tomorrow or something like that.
Shit. You want to do a separate video? Is that what?
Yeah, we should probably do a separate video. Crypto and stocks. Yeah.
I bet. Well, if y'all are interested in crypto or any of the stuff we, you know, talk about financially, we're going to drop a financial video sometime in the next couple days. So it's going to be a whole separate ass video from this. But just know that the bull market is not here yet, but it's teasing.
It's teasing because Bitcoin shot up to, what, 35,000 2 days ago?
Yeah, from 27.
And everybody's like, oh, yeah, Bitcoin crashing, Bitcoin this, Bitcoin that. Man, right. y'all motherfuckers can't dictate shit. So shut the fuck up. Crypto is the future.
Oh yeah, no, and no, thing is, we can go ahead and pretend that, like I said, I'm not going to pretend like I know what the fuck is going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Let's see.
I'm not gonna act like here's what I can say. I can say that in the future, banks are part of the past. In the future is a more centralized space of spending money. And if you don't get with the times, you're just gonna get left behind. The early adopters are the ones who always win. This is why I have Bitcoin, I have Sheep, I have crypto.com. Shit, what else I got? A Voyager token. You know, I got quite a few things. But I'm definitely down to talk some crypto and some dividend stocks, you know what I'm saying? AGNC, my number one dividend stock, real estate REIT, which y'all know about that shit. AGNC. Yeah.
Shit, my bad. I'm looking at my stuff too. And yeah, right now, I mean, like I said, nobody knows when this market's gonna go crazy. Whether you look at the crypto market, the real estate market, or the regular stock market. Nobody knows. There's all these experts around saying that they know this, they know that, but nobody knows. You can't timing the market, being a fucking a day trader, that's a hard ass fucking job. No, nobody fucking knows, really.
Yeah.
The only people that really would know are some fucking those House speakers and Congress. when they're doing insider trading, when they're lobbying money and shit.
Yeah, those motherfuckers that really know. Money laundering people.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones
that
actually.
The only motherfuckers that know. They're the only ones that really would know when shit's going to
be crazy. You know how I know that? I think it was a few years ago, 2021. The stock Zim. Everybody knew about Zim, but no one actually like put money into Zim.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, people are like, hey, put money into Zim. Like all these rich people, right? We're saying put money into Zim. I put some money into Zim too, because for some reason I heard about it. You know, if you're an investor, you would have heard a little bit of it. So I just put maybe like $100 in it in 2021. Yeah. Tell me why that shit blew up 150%. I'm talking about these billionaires were getting crazy fucking dividends and fucking money from Zim.
Oh, just had to kick me out the live.
Oh shit.
It just kicked me out.
Yeah, we went too long.
Yeah, it ended up kicking me out. I would restart it, but we're pretty much damn near at the end.
Yeah.
So
the legislators know when that crypto, I mean they trying to stop crypto because they can't manipulate it.
Nope.
That's why they're trying to stop that shit. They can manipulate the banks, right? You can manipulate some banks. You can manipulate, you know, stocks. You can manipulate things that are tangible. But things that are not tangible, that are owned by the, what do you call it? The crypto space or the crypto
blockchain.
Blockchain. If that's owned by the blockchain and you can't manipulate it because actual companies are the direct line to that space. Hell no, they don't want that shit. They want to manipulate and control the markets. Huh?
Shit, I think it went out for a quick second.
Oh, shit.
But either way, crypto is the future. Like I said, crypto, investing in stocks. And, you know, like I said, we do want to talk about it. We want to break it down. I want to give you my top 10 cryptocurrency coins for 2024 when the Bitcoin halving actually hits. And fucking also want to talk to you about sleeping giants and honorable mentions. These are coins that I think that might go crazy next year, or who knows, maybe it might even end up being this the end of this year. But like I said, I don't think things usually don't go crazy. There might be a Santa rally, there might be a holiday rally, but nothing too crazy, you know. Nothing crazy is what the entire market has planned for the Bitcoin halving. So, like I said, there's a lot of contenders out here, a lot of coins out here that people don't really know about, and just crypto in general. Like crypto as a whole is a big giant sleeping giant. It, it's It's a giant sleeping giant. I don't know if that makes sense. But really, overall, like, and also, just a disclaimer, this is not financial advice. So don't take this as financial advice. These are just what we're getting on. We want to bring y'all with us. But remember, this, you know, this is not financial advice. Invest at your own risk. And remember, you know, everything that has a reward is usually risky. So remember that. And if you don't invest more than what you're willing to lose, hey, jump on board. But at the same time, you got to invest smart, do your own research, make sure on anything we're talking about, do your own research and do not invest because we say so. Invest because you want to join in. But I don't know. You got anything else you want to say, Big Dog?
Nah, man, not right now. I'll save it for the episode.
All right, we're going to have an extra episode. I don't know when that one's dropping, but it might be sometime during the next week or in the middle of the week following. But we'll see. We'll hash out all the details. But until then, y'all, it's been real. Thank you for joining us. A good hour and a half of just talking shit. Me and Dominican Poppy, shout out to Dre.
Shout out to the DR.
Shout out to DR and everybody that joined the live today. Thank you for joining. And also, once again, we go live every time we record. So join us on Spoon. I'm gonna have the link down below in the description. Go join us. Come laugh with us. Talk some shit. But until then, it's been real, y'all. Peace. You're still here? I thought you went home. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I if you want to stay and watch the football with me, I mean, that's fine. But, I mean, go home. I'm sure you got a life. Go outside, touch some grass or something. Do something with your life. I mean, I don't know why you're here, you know, trying to listen to a grown man speaking to a mic. I mean, that's low-key sus, dog.